for kids in D.C. schools. I'm Megan Cloherty.
Amtrak launches a new train route between D.C. and Richmond.
An accused serial rapist from decades ago is due back in court today. I'm John Doman.
Good morning. It's 7 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by the Exogen Temporal Scanner.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Thousands of healthcare workers in New York State are under orders to get vaccinated against COVID by the end of today, or they could be fired. Krista Michael at Unity Hospital in Rochester says it won't change her mind.
I don't plan to resign. I will go to work until they escort me out.
Governor Kathy Hochul has an emergency plan. WRGB-TV's Julia Dunn from Albany.
The governor says that she's prepared to sign an executive order that would allow healthcare professionals in other states or countries to come to work in New York. That hypothetical order would also allow recent graduates to practice in the state.
President Biden's domestic agenda will be front and center on Capitol Hill this week. CBS's Laura Podesta.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi announced last night that a vote will be held Thursday on the $1 trillion bipartisan-crafted infrastructure bill. Debate on the legislation begins today.
Survivors are recounting terrifying moments after Saturday's deadly train derailment in Montana. Andrew Cibula was stuck in one of the cars that detached.
I was able to pop my window out and climb out and help other people up. And then we sat until we got some ladders. And we got people down.
At least three people were killed. Investigators are still looking for the cause. Gasoline is hard to come by in Britain this morning.
Long lines and short tempers outside British gas stations.
Madness. Absolute madness.
Came out last night to get some and I couldn't find any anywhere.
Ridiculous that we're in this situation as a country.
There's no fuel shortage, but there is a serious shortage of tanker drivers. The army may be called in, and the government's offering special visas to woo back European truckers who left after Brexit. Problem is, Europe has a driver shortage, too. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
Forecasters say Hurricane Sam has likely peaked in intensity as it heads for Bermuda this morning. After that, CBS meteorologist David Parkinson expects
it's going to kick up big waves to the eastern seaboard and the potential for rip currents as well, but that's about the extent of the threat. We are pretty darn confident if we take a look at all the different model runs, all the different ensembles, that this storm is not going to make a landfall in the mainland United States.
History will be made tonight at the Metropolitan Opera in New York.
I am what I am. I
Terrence Blanchard will become the first black composer presented at the Met in its 138 years. His opera, Fire Shot Up in My Bones, is based on columnist Charles Blow's memoir about being sexually abused as a child by an older cousin. S&P futures are down 3. This is CBS News.
The leading sign of COVID is a fever, so everyone needs an accurate thermometer. Try the Exogen Temporal Scanner and learn more at Exogen.com. That's Exogen.com.
Monday morning, September 27th. Mixed clouds and sun, low humidity, highs in the upper 70s to low 80s. Good morning, I'm Bruce Allen.
And I'm Joan Jones. And the top local stories we're following this hour, it should be pretty easy to find a place to get Pfizer's COVID-19 booster shot.
If you are eligible for a booster shot, you can walk into any location that has the Pfizer vaccine and get one immediately. In both D.C. and Maryland, all you have to do is self-report that you need a booster shot, meaning you don't need to prove that you fall under the requirements. The CDC recommends the booster if you are over 65, work in a job with high risk of exposure to the virus, or have an underlying medical condition. But wait until at least 6 months after your last dose. The Virginia Department of Health on their website says booster shots are also available to people who are eligible to get it. To find a location near you for the booster, go to vaccines.gov. And in D.C., you can even schedule to get an additional shot at home for free. Luke Lugert, WTOP News.
Now, there haven't been any recommendations about booster shots for people who received the Moderna and J&J vaccines, but those could come soon.
A nursing shortage is affecting how kids are cared for in schools in the district.
In many D.C. schools, kids can't go to the nurse's office as there aren't enough nurses for every school.
As the district works to hire more school nurses to handle bumps and bruises, Chancellor Louis Farabee told council members last week contracted CSS nurses and other healthcare personnel are in schools to test, screen, and monitor kids for COVID.
We hired over 240 patient care technicians who help with all of our COVID-related responses.
Meanwhile, Councilmember Charles Allen says he's hearing from parents concerned about their kids' care.
I think a lot of people very naturally would want to see nurses helping out with a student showing symptoms or doing COVID testing. We're not even having the nurses available to handle the regular stuff either.
Megan Cloherty, WTOP News.
At this hour, a popular Amtrak route is again riding between Richmond and the nation's capital. This is the first train from Richmond's Main Street station to D.C. after Amtrak discontinued the route during the pandemic. The train departed at 5:35 this morning and will arrive shortly at Union Station. The new service will offer three trips a day between the two capital cities, with one arriving in D.C. before the workday begins. Governor Ralph Northam attended this morning's inaugural departure.
This is the first step in our Transforming Rail initiative, but I can promise you it is not the last. This is part of the Commonwealth's long-term plan for improving passenger rail service.
Northam added the Commonwealth cannot pave its way out of congestion. Transit officials hope the new rail service will ease traffic on 95.
An investigation underway now into a shooting outside a metro station in Prince George's County last night. Police say three juveniles and an adult were seen leaving a train together about 5:30 at the Branch Avenue station. They began arguing, and that's when the shooting took place. One of the juveniles suffered critical injuries. Another and an adult were also hurt, and one person was arrested. Police say four guns were found at the scene.
A man facing a long list of rape and murder charges from decades ago will be back in court today.
It's been a long time since 61-year-old Giles Warwick was in court, but today the man police say is the Potomac River rapist is scheduled for a status hearing on his case. Earlier this month, Warwick was indicted on charges of first-degree murder in the 1998 rape and murder of 28-year-old Christine Marzahan. He's also charged with nearly a dozen other rapes, going back to the early 1990s in Montgomery County. In February of last year, prosecutors said they found a letter Warwick had written to his fiance, which to them suggested his guilt. This case, like many others, has since been slowed by the pandemic. John Dome in WTOP News.
Still to come here, federal contractors face upcoming deadlines for mandatory COVID vaccine 707.
Listen up, Prince George's County. Heart disease in our community runs higher than state and national averages. Here's the good news. The University of Maryland Capital Region Health Heart and Vascular Institute is changing up heart health in our region. With new facilities and treatment capabilities, advanced prevention, screening, and diagnosis, and cardiologists, cardiac surgeons, and vascular surgeons available 24/7, close to home. A healthier tomorrow starts for all of us today at umcapitalregion.org/changeup.
The powerful new iPhone 13 Pro is here with the most advanced camera in an iPhone. And T-Mobile is the place to get it.
This new cinematic mode turned my travel videos into a film.